Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. And I mean that because it's Christmas Day and we're here live for you. In fact, in full force tonight. Nobody has taken the night off. Mark, you're back in town after taking a week off. Meg, you are here as well.
Yeah.
And thank you both for being here.
Well, certainly. It's my job.
Well, and we want to take your phone calls about anything. It doesn't have to be Christmas-related or anything like that. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, there's always a lot to talk about tonight. Last night, I mentioned a particular piece that we never had a chance to get to. And I definitely want to have a chance to at least touch on it here tonight. And there's really not much to say. It's about this city in Florida. In fact, the first two stories we get to here, if we get a chance to get to the second one, are all about Florida. Which is, by the way, whence we come.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not me.
you and I, Mark. Meg, you are actually from the Portland area.
Yeah, Oregon, not Maine.
I just flew in out of TPA today.
Tampa.
Yeah.
So, Sanford, Florida, according to MyFox Orlando... One by one, folks showed up to Sanford City Hall trying to take care of business, only to find out it's closed until next year. The sign on the door reads, "Notice: City Hall will be closed December 23rd through January 2nd." Then they don't get their money until after New Year's, said Gene Strick, who wanted to pay his water bill. Fox 35 spoke with Sanford's mayor. She says it's all part of the city's cost-cutting measures. City Hall is already closed on Fridays, so employees would have been off this Friday and next Friday, and Monday is the city's Christmas holiday.
So why not just shut it down Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right?
Due to tough financial times, the city hasn't given employees yearly raises or holiday bonuses in the past 3 years, so to compensate, city leaders voted to give employees Thursday, next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday off, so 4 extra days. No word yet on how much that is saving the city. One local resident, or I guess... Jim Lee, I'm not sure if he's a resident or a city worker. That's very nice of them. However, resident. I'm here to pay my bill. I feel they've already have Friday off. Give me Thursday, okay? That long of a period is a little too much. See, people have business that they want to take care of. They've got bills that they need to get taken care of, the water bill, etc. And, well, the city's just decided that they're closed. So what if your bill was due that week?
I suppose you could send it in.
I suppose you could send it in. That's a good point.
And most places have like that online pay option now. So
no, I don't know if smaller towns are going to have that. I mean, I don't know how big Sanford is, but if they're closed on Fridays already, they're probably not the biggest area of Florida. Mark, if you want to pull it up, I guess
Sanford's not big now.
Sanford, you've been through there before?
Yeah, sure. It's up by Orlando.
Yeah. So, I just think the point here is that there are all kinds of people that are used to going in and doing things with the government, and here they are being told they can't, and they're very upset about it. What about all the concern over, you know, the police running or the criminals running wild? What about that? I mean, the government is
shutting down. Well, surely the government, the police are still on duty.
Yeah, that's probably true. But nonetheless, I mean, don't we need government? I mean, we have to have government around. How can they shut down for an entire week?
Yeah, governments have shut down all over the nation and world for periods of time, and somehow people manage to make do. You know, they'll be fine.
The mayor says that with City Hall shut down, folks might be inconvenienced if they want to apply for a building permit since they'll have to wait until next year. She did say folks like Lee could write a check and leave utility bill payments in the drop-off box, etc. and so on. I think that if the government's closed and you try to go get a permit, shouldn't that be a valuable, you know, a valid reason to not get the permit? Hey, I tried. I went over. I need to get this built this week. I tried to get the permit. You weren't open, so we're just going to go ahead and build anyway.
Well, it makes sense to us, but to the government people, I mean, they're going to make you wait for 6 weeks to even, you know, get an approval on that permit anyway.
Yeah,
so
you need to put aside 6 months to get a permit.
Well, actually, it probably would be a good time to get that building done, because if Sanford has building inspectors, they're not working. So if you could get something done in a week's time when the government is completely shut down, you know those building inspectors are not going around policing neighborhoods and looking at job sites at that time. Presuming you could find the people that would be willing to work the job. We've seen stories here where cities are doing, you know, they're having a tough time. I didn't pull it for the show prep, but I saw a headline recently about like the top 100 cities that are in a dire financial situation right now. And that means you're going to see more of this.
Well, the governments in general are having a lot of problems right now. There was this big booming period where they could, you know, they increased all the things they were doing. Under the Republicans from 2000 to 2006, the government grew by more than 60%, as I recall. You know, the small government Republicans.
Sure, they cut it to the bone, Mark.
Yeah, I believe that it was Tom DeLay who said it. They cut the government to the bone! So,
can't go any further.
You couldn't cut it. Well, I thought it was too big in 1995. I can't imagine where this guy was.
I think he was saying it in 2008 or something like that, or 06.
I think it was like 06. Yeah. And so, you know, governments grew because there were good times, and now they don't know how to contract. The federal government could just keep printing money, and that's okay. But state governments and local governments, they don't have that option. Especially in Florida, where property values have gone down, they're swirling down the crapper there, and you know, so the governments aren't getting nearly the money, and they don't want to lay people off. They've had to.
Right.
I think this is a better solution, shutting down for a little while. Honestly, we don't need these people doing what they're doing. Worst case scenario, somebody's gonna, you know, build a house that's taller than it's supposed to be, the wrong color or something like that.
Yeah.
Really? That's what the building inspectors are here for? I mean,
well, they would have you believe that without them, houses would be falling down.
They may, but houses caught on fire and fell down for lots of years. Why do we hire?
They still do.
Indeed. Why do we hire the guys that inspect the real estate before we buy it in the first place?
The actual professional inspectors?
Yeah. Why do we hire them? I mean, if the government was there to make sure the thing was constructed properly in the first place,
you
shouldn't need it. But you'll still find cracks in the foundation, you'll still find bad wiring, you'll still find these things. So
we need more government, Mark. That's the problem.
Apparently, the government needs to just keep on doing it. And then when there's a liability to a building, you won't be able to sue them because you can't sue the government.
We need more inspectors, Mark. We need to have a bigger inspection bureaucracy. They need to be inspecting every inch of your home on a yearly basis to make sure.
Here's what I can tell you is people that are not responsible for their behavior, and that's the government inspectors, are never going to do a good job. If a building falls down today, the government inspector who put his stamp on it doesn't lose his job. He doesn't carry any kind of liability. He doesn't.
Or if the restaurant is got rats running around like that. Remember that Taco Bell in New York City
yeah.
where they actually
the health inspector had just been through the day before.
They actually saw rats all over the floor when they were just the people on the outside of the store that when they were closed.
Yeah, I used to work at a restaurant and we were actually in a building that was condemned, but we just paid off the health inspector.
No kidding.
It's not hard to do. I mean, I'd sit there, you know, with just a tank top or sports bra on, cooking, which is completely against, you know, every health code regulation, cigarette in my hand and, you know, stirring whatever, fires going everywhere. I just paid off the health inspector. It didn't matter. Those people are so easy to pay off.
Yeah. Well, it depends. It depends on, you know, which one you're dealing with, some more than others. But
you're back to the illusion of security.
Right. They're not responsible. Either way, I don't care who they are. They're not responsible for their inspection. They are not going to lose their job. It's extraordinarily rare that one of these union government bureaucrats loses their job.
Mm-hmm. So I just thought it was interesting. Yet another story of how one city is dealing with financial crisis. Certainly we've talked about Detroit and what's going on there. I mean, Detroit is crazy. They believe that they can like redistrict the city and move people out of one area and move them over into another area. There's like this crazy central planning. At least these guys are just saying, all right, we're shutting the doors.
Well, Detroit is shutting off services, they call it, for
20%
of the city. Now, I don't know if that includes cops, but it certainly includes...
No, it's going to be everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nuts. They're not going to repair the roads.
Street repair, police, all of it. It's not going to be available.
If you live there, you just have to leave, I guess.
Yeah,
that's what they want you to do.
I assume, like, even though they're shutting down these governments, because I've heard of this happening, like, in whole countries, they still require certain, you know, people to follow government...
Oh,
steps and procedures, but
they'll probably still want you to get a permit.
Yeah, but without the government open, you can't do that. Because I was talking to a friend, and a friend of his is stuck in some country where the whole government basically shut down for the next 3 months or something. And his friend needs to get, like, her birth certificate or something. Can't get it. But the government's requiring it of her. So it's this, you know, huge catch-22.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. How long does the government have to shut down before people finally will tell themselves, yeah, I don't think I want to get that building permit? Because Americans are so used to being obedient and docile and going along with the program and getting the permits and paying the fees. How long would government have to shut down before you said to yourself, yeah, I don't really feel like even paying their taxes anymore.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
Vitamin C was one of the first widely publicized vitamins thanks to the pioneering work of the late Dr. Linus Pauling in the 1960s and 70s. When vitamin C is properly delivered into the skin cells, there is a good chance of reducing wrinkles and improving your skin texture. Vitamin C in conjunction with protein is also necessary for the production of collagen, which helps skin from drying out. It also helps prevent facial lines, wrinkles, and spider veins. But can you get all the necessary vitamin C in one serving? The company Genesis Today has created a great tasting juice that contains 24,000 milligrams of the superfruit acai. And it also contains 200% of the daily value of vitamin C. Now that's double the vitamin C in OJ. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice and you will say goodbye to juice with high calories and high sugar and low nutrients.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit GenesisToday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
I am a birthday clown.
I am a woman working for the man.
I am a maker of cabinets.
This is my life.
It may not be much, but it's all mine.
And I'm going to keep it that way.
You build a life for yourself, but it can all get taken away if your identity gets stolen. Time to get Identity Guard, state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. We're here live. It's Christmas Day, and we're here to take your calls about anything, as always, at 6... Excuse me. I swear I haven't been drinking much today. 800-259-9231. We just came back from Meatness. You were in the car, Mark, but you actually weren't at Meatness.
Yeah, I missed it. I wish I had.
And you didn't make it out, unfortunately. But yeah. Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, the awesome guy behind SACL CAI, threw a kick butt Christmas party today, and it was incredible. He did was, you know, like 40, 50 people there. Good time. And great, just a group of lovely activist folks gathering together, people from the Free State Project, people who moved here to New Hampshire as part of a movement of liberty-minded people to get active for freedom. And Jason Osborne from SACL moved up here a couple months ago and got himself a house. He's got his family all moved in. And so it was, I guess maybe it was a little bit of a housewarming party as well. It was great.
I really wish I'd have been there.
You can join the community, too, by the way, of liberty-minded folk by going to freestateproject.org and learning more about the Free State Project and, again, get signed up and get up here to New Hampshire. I mean, it's a great group of people. I'm so glad to be here. I imagine you guys feel the same
way. Oh, it's wonderful. And the winter isn't this bad this year, so... You know,
well, it's just now the winter, right? I mean, it just crossed the, you know, the line a couple days ago, so we'll see. But... Anyway, freestateproject.org.
We're here it's tonight. Felt like winter for a very long time, though.
Yeah, you can dial in 800-259-9231. There hasn't been a lot of snow so far.
It's easy to walk in.
Yeah. So you can call in about anything you want. The cities around the country, we started out with another story, yet another story of how one city is dealing with a budget shortfall. And they're shutting down for approximately a week. So my question is, how long does a government have to shut down before somebody says to themselves, okay, well, I guess I'm not going to be obeying any of their rules anymore, as far as not like murder or anything like that, but I mean they're piddly human-controlling rules where you have to beg for permission in order to put a new window in your house, those kinds of rules. How long before people will just decide to take their own lives into their own hands again and take responsibility for their own actions and just say, all right, this, you know, you guys have shut down for 3 weeks. Well, I'm done. You know, I'm not going to buy a permit. I'm not going to register my car. Screw you.
I don't think it's cut and dry. I think that people will... You know, they're constantly weighing in their minds, and they probably don't even know why they're doing it or when that they're doing it. They're weighing the the repercussions today versus the repercussions in the future. In some towns, if you don't get a building permit, they'll come in and tear your house
it's
down.
True.
In other towns, I've seen this here in New Hampshire, if you don't get a building permit, the building inspector will come through, pretend like he gave you the permit, and, look at your, like, he'll just, you know, fill in the paperwork to make you, he'll forge your signature, you know, whatever it takes in order to get you, to make it look like you've gone through the steps. So it just depends on the town and that kind of thing. So if a person, if the cops aren't out enforcing registrations, you'll find a trickle of people that don't have their registrations done, and then that trickle will get larger and higher as time goes by. But I think that it's all about the repercussions.
So we've seen these stories from across the country where cities and even some entire states like California and Illinois are in dire financial troubles. We mentioned Detroit going to shut down 20%, shut down all services to 20% of the population there to give them the encouragement to move. They're not going to show up with a paddy wagon and throw people in it and move them physically, but they're going to encourage them to move to other areas of the city by just completely shutting down the
services.
Which is dumb.
I mean, you know, if this happens to 20% of the city, it could happen to 40% of the city. People will likely just move out.
My question is that 20% of the city still under the same regulations?
That's what I'm guessing. I would guess that they are, and that's kind of where the imbalance comes in, right? Well, they're not getting any services, but they're still going to be giving a property tax bill every single year because the city of Detroit has stated in their plan to shut down the 20%, they have essentially said that, we're still going to be 139 square miles. We're not shrinking the size of Detroit. We're just shrinking the areas that we're serving.
It's crazy.
So if they were to, like, set up, you know, say a generator or something for power instead of using, I assume, city electricity, it goes through them.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of places.
Well, I think they're probably getting electricity, but I would think like everything else, they're not getting.
Like water, sewer. What if they came up with alternative options for themselves that were, you know, within city regulation? Would they be fined for that or something like that?
It's a good question. I mean, the question is, would they be?
I can't imagine they're not actually sending the water around because that doesn't cost that much. The tubes are the infrastructure is already in place. They're probably not repairing the pipes. Would be my guess.
It's scary. I mean, it's just nuts, crazy.
This is what happens when you turn over to the government essential functions. People say to themselves, well, if we didn't have the government, what about the roads? What about
Look
the roads in 20% of the residential area of Detroit? What about them?
It's a great point. And so I think
what are you going to do if the road maintenance organization is beyond suing? What are you going
to
do?
I think it's all very useful to watch all of this happen and to wonder about what people's response. What is it going to be when Detroit actually goes through with this? They haven't done it quite yet. They're getting ready to do this, though.
Yeah, they're seeing how many lawsuits they can file on them now.
Yeah, and so you've got that, and then you've got these cities that are shutting down. Others are in dire financial troubles. And as you mentioned before, Mark, they don't know how to cut back. The city of Sanford, Florida, has decided that they're going to not give people raises. So they're not actually actively increasing the amount of money that they're throwing at their government.
Well, they might be hiring more people or something.
A lot of them have hiring freezes. I know that's the case in the city of Keene here in New Hampshire where we do this show. At least that's the last I heard.
A lot of municipalities are really on the verge of bankruptcy.
So, right, they're good at, like, they're doing all right at stopping, increasing the amount that they're spending, but they're not so good at actually cutting back on the size of government, and that is leading them down the road to financial ruin.
Well, plus, and, I mean, with, like, the five-year master plan or whatever, there are already things planned out, you know.
That they've already spent.
Yeah, that they have to find the money for because they've
already... And the feds come in, too, with those things, too. The feds come down on cities and they say, well, you know, since you're taking our money over here and you're subject to our regulation, well, now you need to upgrade your water plant with another $20 million this for this EPA thing or whatever.
Yeah, because I know in Keene we got, like, what was it, 4 new cops with federal money, but after a
certain
number of years...
they have to pay for it.
Yeah, we have to pay for them, and I think that's going to be coming up in a few years here, so...
Yeah, and you know? So
it's the schools probably have to be the worst on this subject.
Sure,
I mean,
huge money sinks.
It's amazing how much they're spending per pupil, so much more than private schools are. And many of the kids are getting, called learning disabled and things like that. You know,
they spend a lot and get next to nothing.
They ask too many questions. The teacher calls them ADHD, has them go see the school shrink, and then they're put on Ritalin. And now they cost, instead of $14,000 a student, they're $45,000 a student. And you can't do anything about that because it's the law. They have to spend this kind of money. And I don't know what it's going to take in most states. Many states have public school in the Constitution. So as far as cutting back these things that have become necessary as far as the law goes, there's really no way to do it. I mean, how do you say, well, we're just not going to spend $40,000 on the kids that really aren't learning disabled anymore?
Also, another point on the Sanford city shutting down for an entire week to cut costs. Am I going to also get to get a 7-day credit on my property tax bill? Because usually with, like, my cable modem goes out for a certain period of time, I can call up Time Warner and I can say, hey, my modem was out for 6 hours, and they're going to credit me. It's going to be like 50 cents, but they'll credit me if I ask for it.
I don't think that's a fair representation. If customer service doesn't answer the phone at Time Warner, that's one thing. It's another thing entirely if you don't get your cable that you paid for. You're getting the services from this city. They're just not open.
More coming up. You can take control and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-4999. 2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves on this live Christmas Day edition of the program. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on that site for free. The features include listening options, so you can go and listen via broadband or dial-up streams around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is running 24/7. You can tune in that way. Of course, there's also our webcam. There's the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that manner. Also, 85 wonderful radio stations across the country picking up the show. Though, question is, how many are actually airing us tonight? A lot of stations, even talk stations, believe it or not, will stop airing talk and put on Christmas music on the holidays. Even though there's probably another 3 or 4 radio stations in the market that are doing the exact same thing. Some of them are hardcore and they stick with talk.
I understand.
We appreciate that.
Why they do it, because it's all recorded programming. No, it's
pandering.
No, hold on. That's not the point I'm making. It may very well be pandering.
Yeah.
But it's an easy pander. Because there's not a lot. Some programs just deliver nothing but repeats at that point.
That's true.
You know, I think I'd rather hear a repeat of talk programming on Christmas,
on my talk station,
than Christmas music.
Me too.
But
some people disagree, apparently.
Yeah.
So we're here. You can listen on our wonderful stations, and also there's our satellite channel, which allows you to listen with no subscription fees. So get the details on all of that, all of those listening options at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, there, of course, are the archives, of which we've got a whole bunch going way back, all the way to late till 2006. You can get all of that free at freetalklive.com. Thanks to Hostgator.
Hostgator's a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 free templates at Hostgator. It's whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at Hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. Use the portal we've created for you. That's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. You'll get your first month completely free. HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
So I said that the second story that we get to tonight was also a Florida story, and this one is pretty outrageous from different aspects. Some people are going to be outraged that you were even discussing this topic. What has happened is a man has written a how-to guide for pedophiles, and he has been arrested. Now, he hasn't been arrested for being a pedophile. He's been arrested for writing a guide for purportedly free speech to write a book. I mean, there have been plenty of books written about very dangerous things over the years. You can go to, I think it's Lumpanix. There are book companies that sell dangerous books, books about bomb making, books about making drugs, books about selling drugs.
I'm actually in the process of making one of those dangerous books, quote unquote, at this point. So
really, what do you mean by that?
It's my 101 ways to kill somebody using things allowed through TSA.
Yeah, exactly. So books that give information that the government would rather you not have. In many cases, these books are very damaging directly to the government, very anti-government, very violent, perhaps violent ideas. I don't support them, certainly, but the books exist. You can buy them. That's one of the great things about America, right? That you can get all this controversial stuff and it's completely legal.
Well, the idea behind freedom of speech is that, well, it's only there to protect dangerous and questionable speech in the first place. I mean, you don't need freedom of speech to be able to say, hey, how's the weather? Nobody's going to stop you from doing that. So it's freedom of speech it's going to be infringed upon on the fringes of speech. I've got to say that I find this guy, writing this book to be disgusting.
But once it gets in, and maybe that's true, so don't buy it, right? But
right. More than that, you could set up a website, putting this guy's picture out there saying that this guy's writing books on how to, be a better pedophile or something like that. Do whatever, I think that
there are ways to handle it in the marketplace.
This would make news stories across the nation.
Well, it's made news, but I see where you're coming from. News, in that they don't have to arrest him to... Go ahead.
Oh, I also think, it's a very good thing that we have free speech, that a guy can write a book like this, because then, parents that are concerned can read this book and see
and
what
the
to
ideas.
Look for.
That's exactly what one of the things I was going to say about this is inside the head of a pedophile, how they think, what they do, what their strategies are. Because it's not, I'm sure there's more. We've all heard the guy in the van with the candy, but I'm sure there are more creative ways that some of these sickos have come up with to get their hands on children. One of the ones I'd heard a few years ago was the puppy dog method, which is where...
Oh, yeah. I can't resist a puppy. I can just imagine a child.
Right. Imagine being 10 or something like that and having some guy come up to you, and you don't know what's creepy and what's not at age 8, and having some creepy guy come up to you and basically say, hey, little girl, my puppy has gone missing. Here's his picture. Will you help me come find him? That's one of the most creepy ways I've heard of it. I don't, there's obviously a lot more, and this guy has written a book about it. So let me get to some of the details of the story here from CNN.com, where he has been arrested in Colorado, say officials in Florida, Polk County, Florida. You cannot engage or depict children in a harmful relationship, said Sheriff Grady Judd as he described the Florida obscenity statute that officials used to charge Philip Greaves with distribution of obscene material depicting minors engaged in harmful conduct. The self-published author was arrested in Pueblo, Colorado on a Florida felony warrant after undercover detectives in Polk County purchased and received a copy of the book through the mail. He'll have to be extradited to Florida to face charges. So basically they're arresting him on the same law that they would arrest somebody for, say, having, and they've done these things, and I know they did this in Australia, where they arrested some guy for having Simpsons porn. Because the Simpsons porn involved the underage members of the Simpsons family.
This is the cartoon, what do you call them? Characters,
cartoons,
the Simpsons.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry if I didn't make it clear. Yeah, those Simpsons in porn. So,
people drawing sick, weird pictures.
Right. So because Maggie and Bart were having, incestuous love together, that guy could
be weren't.
Charged
it was
with
a drawing.
That guy could be charged with a crime, though. And then, so that's essentially what they've done to this guy that wrote the pedophile book. Because he wrote a book that involves sexual situations with people who are underage...
Yeah,
they're saying that's criminal.
this isn't thought crime. I don't know what is.
It totally is. And the important part about this is when you hear news like this, you may be disgusted. You may be really turned off.
Oh, absolutely.
But the important thing to remember is that they always start on the fringes when they come after a freedom. When they come after one of your freedoms, they start with the people that you're most likely to not care about, that you are just going to look at and you're going to shrug your shoulders and say, oh, that guy's a pedophile. Let him
go
do this. And then it's something else. Then they move on to saying something else is inappropriate. Maybe it's those people writing books about building bombs, or maybe it's whatever. Oh, we've got domestic terrorists in America, and now we cannot allow this this kind of material anymore. Might have been okay 20 years ago, but then everything changed on 9/11, and we can't allow this anymore. And so because they've been arresting people for writing books about how to be a pedophile, it's just the next step. Well, these are criminals too. Well, they're teaching people how to be criminals. We shouldn't be having these things in America. It's a free country. They'll use crazy justifications like that too. So you have to, as distasteful as it may be, if you love freedom, you've got to stand up for the right of this guy to publish his junk.
Well,
if he wants to.
At the same time, you can say that, I think this guy should be punished for his behavior. I just think it shouldn't be done through the government.
Where's the victim?
The government is supposed to be there for his, to protect speech. How can the government protect speech and at the same time arrest this guy for writing the book? Well, I think that I've outlined a great punishment, just showing who this guy is and what he's writing about.
Outing him and engaging in some level of ostracism.
I think that this is a perfect instance for ostracism. I don't think it's the panacea that some do in the liberty movement, but I think that this is the perfect instance.
Well, I mean, I'd probably have to know a little bit more about the guy before I could hop on, because, I mean, he may have written it as just like, a satirical, this is what you do, I'm not into this, but, these are all the things that I've learned from people talking to them or whatever.
If it was a guide for parents how to avoid, pedophiles are doing.
That's going to sell.
Right. Well, I'm saying it may very well. I don't know. It's all about marketing. But if that was what the intent behind the guide was, a tongue-in-cheek way to educate parents, I'd be fine with that.
We'll tell you more about it here in a moment. You can also share your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Christmas Day. We're here. You can dial in, bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here. Yeah, that's right. Christmas Day. If you're actually listening to us, you are likely hearing us live if it's Saturday night, because we take your phone calls about anything. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is. We can find a lovely board op to come in and actually work for us on a holiday. We will do it. So thanks to, I think it's Kyle, who's never run the board before for us before. He's coming in special on Christmas. We're giving a little bonus to come in and do it. So we really appreciate it. So thanks to Kyle and the rest of the folks over at the Genesis Communications Network for making this possible, because people still listen to the radio on holidays, and so we wanted to make sure that you were provided with at least something live over this weekend. We're here at 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Though we're talking about this pedophile, somebody who has actually written a book about how to do it, how to be a pedophile. And we'll get into some of the details on what's happening with that guy, because he's been arrested here in a moment. But I want to first invite you to the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Now, I'll have to check and see if anybody's actually in there tonight. Maybe they are. They're there a lot. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can do all of those things, chat, watch, all of that, all for free. Cam.freetalklive.com. It's brought to you by memorydealers.com. The Free Talk Live webcam.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, and up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so we continue here at 800-259-9231. As we were telling you a moment ago, there's a man who's been arrested for writing a book. It's called The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure, A Child Lover's Code of Conduct. His name is Philip Graves. And he and his book gained national attention earlier this year after Amazon.com defended selling the book on its website, despite angry comments and threats of boycotts from thousands of users. Amazon then pulled the book from its site in early November. And again, certainly,
so it sounds like the boycott threats worked.
Yeah, this is one of those examples of what you were talking about before, Mark, how there are ways within the marketplace to punish people. You don't have to use the violence of the state. You don't have to take somebody and put them in a cage for saying something that you don't like. You can essentially you know, create a social stigma on that person. You can, like, they used to use the scarlet letter or the A for people that committed adultery.
I believe obviously, they branded them with it.
Obviously, that's wrong. I don't support those things. I think that if people want to have adultery, that's their private business. I think it's wrong to do it to somebody, but that's a private problem, not a public.
Right.
But nonetheless,
somebody doesn't need to be incarcerated for that. And in the same way, they don't need to be incarcerated for saying speech that I find obscene.
Right. So use the marketplace to punish those people. Although I would support Amazon selling this book for the reason Meg pointed out before. You get these ideas into parents' hands, they're going to know how these people think. They're going to be better prepared to help their kid deal with the weird folks they might encounter out in real life. I mean, this could be a very useful tract, unless it's all just sex stories, but it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like he's really talking about how to do this.
Yeah, right. I mean, if I was being threatened by, you know, an outside force, didn't know anything about it, rather than, you know, learn what people have learned about this outside force, if you had direct information from the source, why not find out directly from them?
Absolutely.
You know, that makes much more sense to me.
You know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull off this analogy without sounding, you know, like I support child pedophilia, which I clearly do not. But we've had people call this show and advocate bombing the Middle East to glass, to waging a genocidal war on people of the Muslim faith. And to me, the advocation of killing a billion people is honestly worse than teaching a serial pedophile, pederast, how to do that trade.
On the scale of wrongness,
on the scale of wrongness, we've had people call in this show and say things that are worse.
Like it's nothing. They'll say it like it's nothing, too.
Yeah, they'll say it and people will ignore it.
Well, they'll say it waving a flag.
Right, they'll say it because they love America and Jesus. And, you know, it's okay to do that. People would never advocate for locking that guy up.
Yep.
Well, but you deserve it more.
What if we just changed bombing the Middle East to just raping the Middle East?
Right,
everybody
raping,
in the Middle East
gets raped.
Raping
little boys in the Middle East.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to the phones. We actually do have Dave in Washington listening to KUSA in Yakima. Dave, welcome to the Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I have the perfect solution for the problem you're discussing.
What is it?
Years ago, we had repugnance and we had revulsion for anal sodomists.
Okay.
And they got around that by changing the name to gay.
There are a lot of straight people that have anal sex.
Yeah, it's like big in porn right now.
That wouldn't be straight then. But here's a solution.
It's not. No. Hold on a second. It's not straight.
It's not necessarily just a male thing, too.
Right. Yeah, there are females have an anus as well, and I'm not saying it's my thing sexually, but
dirty.
It's not a gay thing. It's just a thing that some people are into.
Your mind has been twisted.
My mind has been twisted. I told you, sir, that I'm not into it personally, but some people are.
If there's a hole there, something can go in it, and women have that hole as well.
Some people are, and some people are into it, and who are you to say that somebody's mind is twisted just because they have different preferences than you?
Well, no, that's not a twisted. That's just a fact, physical fact. I mean,
true. I mean, I can understand why somebody would...
talk.
Go ahead.
You've been changed by the argument over the years, but here's what we do, sir. We change the name of pederast to Fuzzy Bunny.
The heck are you
then
talking
the neighbors
about?
You say, you can't go near that guy. He lives next door. He just moved in. But now we changed the name to it Fuzzy Bunny. So they, oh, well, we'll let him go play with the Fuzzy Bunny next door.
Well,
just like they changed the name
to
gay.
This has done a great deal, but if you're going to apply this standard across the board, I need you to, I need you to change your speaking in a great deal. Would you call somebody who's a soldier a paid killer?
Well, yeah.
Well, that's what they are.
Oh. By definition, they are.
Now, by definition,
killers.
They certainly are.
Well, wait a minute. Is it twisted for somebody? Is it twisted, like, if you, like, you've got your sexual preferences, right? Whatever they are. Maybe you like women with big breasts. Is it twisted for somebody to like women with small breasts or perhaps to prefer legs or, you know, the backside of a lady instead of their breasts as far as their preferences and their parts? Is that twisted to you or is it just different sexual positions that are twisted to you?
Sir, you've studied law. You remember many years ago they had chattel law, slavery law. It's been overruled.
What the heck does that have to do with my question?
The anal sodomy is still in the dictionary. It's still considered perversion.
Well, what my partner's trying to point out here is there's a continuum. Some people would say that anything but the missionary position is a perversion, and I would disagree with them. Mm. I would consider,
Are you one of those people, Dave, just to be clear?
No.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so you can do it in a couple of positions and it's all right, but if you switch orify, then you're a sodomite, right?
What about oral sex?
I'm a virgin.
What?
I'm a virgin.
So where is this prank call?
I don't believe it. How old are you?
64.
What year were you born in?
1946.
He might be real.
64, 46.
Are you really a virgin? Seriously?
Yes, I worship the Lord Buddha. I have no desire for physical, for things of the world.
Wait, did you say you worship
sex,
the Lord Buddha?
Money, Buddha.
Yes, that's what he said.
Okay.
Do people consider Buddha? Do Buddhists consider Buddha a lord?
Yes.
That doesn't sound like a word that a Buddhist would use, but I don't know. I'm not positive on that, so I'm curious. I'm stumped, well, honestly. Normally, the age question catches somebody off guard.
Yeah, you really whip that right out.
Yeah. Hmm.
He's probably said it before though and had it.
What would you like to see done to people that have this twisted sex that you don't like so much?
Well, I think they should have no desire for it.
Oh, so you think the whole world, should people have no desire for any sex or just the anal sex?
They should have no desire for anal sex.
And do you intend to force your views on others, or are you just bothered by other people?
No. I think they will suffer the consequences from having committed a vile, repulsive, unsanitary act.
What kind of consequences are you talking about?
Possibly venereal disease, possibly mental anguish. I mean, why are they so ashamed of it? Why is it considered justifiable homicide? If you call someone a queer and they strike out at you, even kill you, the courts may consider that justifiable homicide.
I don't think that anybody has ever been found innocent of homicide for striking out at someone who just said a word to them, sir. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, even though you may be crazy. But Buddhists being very anti-sexual position, that doesn't seem very...
Their aesthetics have existed throughout the ages and across the world.
You can take control of the airwaves.
I've never heard an angry Buddhist.
Yeah,
that's
where I was going with this. It seemed like not very Buddha-like to me.
Been pranked.
Hour number two is next. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
I am the dental hygienist.
I am the plumber.
The proctologist.
I am the tax auditor.
The meter maid.
I'm the guy nobody wants to see.
But you know, it's my life and nobody else's.
You've built a life for yourself, but if your identity gets stolen, it's like your life gets stolen. But with Identity Guard and its state-of-the-art protection and information, you'll keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.